Wrestling Coaches Preview Show. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you live at Railroad Brewing Company, 1010 Center Road in Avon. Stop on by, get yourself something to drink, and listen to some Lorain County Wrestling Preview as we take a look at the season ahead. Again, Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you. Jared Kozar and Barb McCann from WEOL all in the house as we welcome now to the table Bill Walker, head coach of the Amherst Wrestling Program. Coach, thank you very much for stopping on by this evening. We appreciate the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good here.
You are the first coach to bring notes, as Tom so gladly pointed out. So we appreciate the preparation. Look, we're in show prep business.
The consummate educator.
We love it. We love to see it. So we'll start, as we have with our other coaches, the offseason. How did it go for you, your wrestlers? A lot of work for those guys, I'm assuming, and a lot of expectations, I'm sure, for the season ahead.
Yeah, we had a couple guys go out to Fargo and, wrestled for a good month during that time. And one of our assistant coaches was doing open mats, so, I'm excited about the kids. Right now we got 34 wrestlers going hard in the room from 3 to 6, so I'm excited about that. It's kind of like my heaven right now. You go in there and you see some work going on, and it's enjoyable.
Numbers-wise, is that up from last year?
Yeah, we had about 20 out last year. We're up to 34. We have a great freshman team, and then I was able to get some guys back on the team that wrestled years past.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'm looking at some of the names that you have here, and Bishop Friesen is one that jumps off the page right away. A heck of a football player, as we just saw here in the fall, but maybe even better on the mats once the winter season gets going.
Yeah, he's high energy, and he's looking to wrestle Division III this year, and he's putting the time in, so I'm excited about him.
Bill, I'm going to tease you a little bit here. Yeah, it feels like yesterday when I was walking in the North Olmsted Wrestling Room as an assistant coach, and let's see, there was Walker, McAvina, Fremel, Smith, Kessler, wrestling for Tom Milkovich over there. That was a lights-out team. So you indirectly kind of come from the maple tree with Tommy Milkovich was your head coach. Talk to us about that influence on you and the Amherst program.
Well, I'm still close to Tom. I talked to him yesterday, and probably about once a week we just talk wrestling. Obviously, he was a three-time state champ, probably known as the best wrestler in Ohio. That could be debated. Coached at Auburn University, where he was a rookie coach of the year, and he was also a national champ. He's unbelievable, yes. You're right. The big thing that I get out of him is developing relationships. And when you can develop a relationship, kids will do a lot more for you, and that's what I'm seeing in the room right now.
I just want to talk to you, Bill. Last year you kind of took over late. You got kind of pulled out of the hallway the second time around doing this. But at the end of the year, you had a couple conference champs. You had built some things. And now you're up to, that number of kids in the wrestling room. Talk about that momentum and getting kids excited over at Amherst about wrestling again.
Yeah, it starts with the junior high. We have a good coach down there in John Lempert. We have a couple assistants that are getting kids out. And again, it's developing relationships, and if they believe in you, kids will do anything for you. I don't think kids have changed. Everybody's talking about how kids don't work hard, and I don't believe in that whatsoever. You give them a purpose and why we're doing it, and they'll go through a wall for you. And I got a bunch of wrestlers like that, so, we might not be as tough as St. Ed's, but, they're going to put the effort into it.
Bill, talk to us a little bit about your schedule. I know when you're previous as head coach, you guys went anywhere to wrestle anybody. That was kind of the mentality over at Amherst. You guys were at all the tough tournaments, and maybe there was a little bit of a backslide from that. Where are you going to be this year to challenge your kids?
Well, the first 3 weeks we go to tournaments. We're at Avon Lake, and then we go out to Bellevue, which is a pool tournament. Seems like we're getting more into pool tournaments where guys are wrestling, five matches in a day. And then the Christmas tournament's going to be the Holiday or Hudson tournament, and they got about 32 teams there. That'll be one of our tougher ones. And after the New Year's, we come back and we're at the Perry tournament. And then obviously we wrestle in the pretty tough SWC.
Talk to us about the SWC. If there was a team that I said really kind of caught fire at the conference tournament, Amherst would have been that team, I think, last year, because I thought even with the two conference champs, I thought you had some other kids that wrestled really well. Talk to us about the SWC, because it's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, definitely. I'd probably say O'Leary and Avon Lake are the top two dogs right now. And, our goal is each day to get better, each week to improve. And if we can do that, maybe we'll knock on the door and push some guys up there. you know, to get some conference championships and placing and things like that.
Great stuff.
Again, we're joined by Amherst Wrestling Coach Bill Walker on the 2022 Lorain County Wrestling Coaches Preview Show. Again, we're live at Railroad Brewing in Avon, 1010 Center Road. You can stop on by. Coach, as you look to develop some of those younger guys who have joined the program this year, similar question I had, I believe it was for Coach Fondruska. How do you maybe evaluate their development outside of just success or winning in meets? How do you kind of see the progress being made within some of those younger guys in the program?
Well, the beginning of the season is about drilling, and then if we learn how to drill, they're going to get better. And then during the match time, I'm a big believer in trying moves. You know, too many kids want to win 3-2, 4-3, and stuff like that. You want to go out there and try moves. And if you try moves and get beat, it's okay. You're getting better. And you see that with, like, in the University of Penn State. They love wrestling. They have fun wrestling. And that's what I try to instill with my kids. Let's go out and have some fun. Try some moves. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, well, we'll go back to work. We'll figure it out. And then our goal is to get better at the end of the season.
When I think having 34 kids now in the program, I think that would reflect kids are having fun, because you don't really get kids to come out and do something unless they are having fun and enjoying doing it, and clearly that's the case over there with your program.
Yeah, I was fortunate to get the Awfuls back. All right,
I was going to ask you about the Awfuls coming back. I saw them on the list there.
They're madmen. I mean, okay. They know one speed, and they work really hard. I got the two Chandler brothers that are working tough, and then, you know, Bishop's out there, and then you got Ben Trunzel, that he's going to be a heck of a wrestler. He's one of my guys went to Fargo, and then we had a transfer come in, Vinny Bonomino, and he's given us nothing but 100%.
I thought I saw a couple young ones maybe that you expect to contribute this year. Some kids coming up from the middle or from the junior high.
Yeah, there's 15 freshmen.
Wow.
And we're just trying to get them going. You know, get them in some JV tournaments and things like that, and see what happens. You know, down the road. Well coached down there. We even have Coach Turner's helping out at the junior high.
Oh, wow.
His grandson's coming up through Amherst. I don't want to say that too loud because the Southview people might be coming after
that's
me.
That's right.
But he's a class act, and his grandson's coming through. He's going to be a tough one.
I think we're talking about, you know, we talked about John Sedlick, a legendary as an assistant. Now you're talking Dan Turner. So those are some heavy hitters there. Talk to us about your staff on the high school level.
Well, we got a new guy that is coming in from Midview, all right, and Gil is helping out. He wrestled about 4 years ago, and he's doing a wonderful job. He likes just to roll with the kids, and that's what I want. You need to get someone that's 22, 23 that can kind of go after and beat them up a little bit, and they understand what competition's all about.
And can recover from it.
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming by this evening. We always appreciate the time. I'm sure you're very excited to get the season underway. We're certainly excited to get our coverage started on WEOL and at the Chronicle-Telegram. But thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it, and best of luck to you and the guys this season.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you do, especially Mr. Kobos. They do a great job. And, you know, I really enjoy working at the Amherst School, so I thank you.
Thanks,
Bill. Thank you, Coach. And there is